Kings Fire announcer who said all lives matter, hire broadcaster that called Trump white supremacist terrorist. By Warner Todd Houston on November 16, 2020. The Sacramento Kings appear to have made a statement by firing an announcer who said, all lives matter, only to replace him by hiring someone who claimed that Donald Trump is a white supremacist terrorist. Back in June, Kings announcer Grant Napier was pressured to resign from his 30-year broadcasting job after stirring vitriol from the left because he said that all lives matter. Napier, who had been with the team since 1988, later explained that he was not aware that all lives matter was somehow considered racist. Napier also lost his job on KHTK radio over the incident. Still, it seems clear that the Kings are not averse to their broadcasters acting inappropriately in public. We know this because of who they hired to replace Napier. Early this month, the Kings announced that it is filling its play-by-play position with ESPN and ABC Sports broadcaster Mark Jones. We are delighted to welcome Mark to the Kings family and watch him partner with Doug to form a new, dynamic broadcast team for the franchise and its proud fans, said Kings owner and chairman Vivek Ranadive. But along with his coverage of the NBA, Jones is also a well-known hater of the police, a race baiter, and even laughed at an NFL player's injury because the player was a supporter of Donald Trump. Months before the Kings brought him on, Jones stirred controversy by claiming that the police are universally racist and a danger to the lives of all black people. On the latter, Jones lied. The police in Louisville did not get the wrong house. The warrant they were given had Taylor's name and address on it, and Taylor had been in recent contact with a known drug dealer that was arrested that same night at a different location. Jones also posted a tweet in September in which he said that whites are racists. OutKick also found that Jones routinely replaced the C in America with KKK. In another case, Jones liked a tweet that laughed at Nick Bosa's injury because Bosa is a Trump voter. Finally, Jones retweeted a post that called Trump a white supremacist terrorist. In fact, Jones's Twitter feed is so filled with hate, he eventually had to set his account to protected so that just anyone can't log on and see what he is posting. That is a pretty odd move for someone who is supposed to be making a living in the public sphere. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.